The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
From Studio 7, I am your host, Alex Parnuk. Regardless of how you're listening, we're glad to have you joining us. When you have a few minutes, take time to browse around our media website, theflypod.com. We have a nationwide network of show hosts, and we podcast a wide variety of programs to thousands of small communities across the United States, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. When it comes to media, we are what's next. My guest today is me. I am a naturalized United States citizen, which means I can vote, and I have been a follower of the political world for over 50 years. I believe it is every American's right and responsibility to take part in our election cycle. Whether you like the guy or gal, I hope that's politically correct, the man or the woman, every 2 years for congressman, 4 years for the president, and every 2 years in a 6-year cycle for senators, we have the capability and responsibility to vote on the individual who we believe would do the better job or who we believe is more closely representing our political thinking. The particular election position that I will be speaking on in this segment of America Speaks Out is the office of the presidency, and specifically that aspect of the election process relating to the primary elections and that culling of the herd, so to speak, in order to get to one person representing the particular political party. Rest assured, even though foreign-born and naturalized, I do consider it of utmost importance to listen to all the candidates, and I consider myself exceptionally lucky and honored in having the opportunity to both live and vote in this great nation of ours, the United States of America. And to the eligible voters out there, I would say, vote. It is a national tragedy when, on average, only 15% to 20% of the eligible voters turn out for the primaries, and only approximately 60% for the general election in a presidential year. Today, I would like to address the current presidential primary process and my perception as to what the heck is going on. Now, I am not naive in that I know that the primaries are the battleground wherein the object of the game is to have one person emerge as a victor for his or her particular party, be it Republican, Democrat, Socialist, Communist, Libertarian, or some other myriad of political thought and organization. But what has been transpiring during these last several months has led me to this podcast and my speaking out as to what the heck is going on. Whether as expressed by the media or the candidates themselves, relating to the nastiness that has developed regarding this political event. It appears that many voters, congressional leaders, political pundits, television celebrities, and yes, political candidates are upset in the way certain things are said, discussed, or have occurred during this primary election cycle. These persons seem to think that in the exchange of ideas, there is required a certain level of civility and propriety so as to maintain a certain order. Listeners, is that really the case when it comes to politics? Has political correctness crept into our political election cycle? Is that the way we expect our politicians to act when certain comments or allegations are leveled at them? Is not the candidate to respond in kind or in some fashion to debunk those allegations, or at least have the opportunity to refute what he or she believes are false or grossly exaggerated statements? Now, being a Christian, I do believe in turning the other cheek. But in the political world, sometimes the news cycle does not give you that option. If you don't respond right there and then, you miss your opportunity. That moment in time is missed and your ability to straighten out the record is lost forever. Because minutes later, another story hits the headlines, and what was said inadvertently, misspoken, in a negative sense, is left there in perpetuity and not able to be rectified, especially since the media is on another breaking story and you are left out in no man's land. If you've only listened to several of the debates or gotten your news from the various political pundits or commentators within the reporting news system, then you have heard, seen, or read According to them, this election has all but driven itself into the bowels of impropriety and negativeness, especially on the Republican side. From late fall through winter and now into this beautiful early American spring, we have heard the likes of which the commentators would have you believe never before been heard or seen in politics. Personal attacks on individuals, their sex, their appearance, their employment history, even their family members have not been immune from this barrage of negativism. Listeners, one only needs to do a little research, and one will find that this stuff in politics has been going on for a long, long time. From my past studies of history, I particularly recall a memorable cartoon dating to the Revolutionary era, wherein nudity and what was intimated expressed that the colonies would be ravaged, in today's vocabulary, raped by the British. This particular cartoon had images of a sexual contact, rape, abuse, bondage, images that would bring those political commentators of today crying in unison as to the impropriety of this political cartoon. Lest we forget, there have been cartoons and veiled mentions of the various bodily parts in exaggerated size and usefulness as late as the 21st century. But listeners, do we or do we not have free speech? Does not the First Amendment state Congress shall make no law prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press? As further exemplified, one only needs to go to one of the many search engines out there in Internet land, and guess what you'll find? In cartoon and written form going all the way back to the founding of our country, verbiage and political cartoons quite descriptive and intimate relating to the personal goings-on within the political world at that time. Here's just a small sample of this type of reporting during a political campaign back in the 1800s. I quote, early in the 1828 presidential race, the story of Rachel Jackson's former status as an adulterer, bigamist, and divorcee was used against her husband by the press supporting his rival for the presidency, John Quincy Adams. These included an anti-Jackson pamphlet called Truth Advocate, printed in Cincinnati, articles in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, National Banner, and the Nashville Whig. One editorial asked, ought a convicted adulteress and her paramour husband to be placed in the highest office of this free and Christian land? Listeners, let me set you straight. Today, with many search engines available, one can find example after example of verbiage and printed press quite descriptive or not quite up to the level of our civilities, or call it political correctness today, whether they be established news or off-the-wall blogs on the Internet. Now remember, this is politics we are talking about. Let me remind you of what the primaries are supposed to do. They are the vehicle that drives us to the fall election in order to determine which candidate will be the choice of the people in running for that particular office, and in this case, the presidency. The conversations, debates, statements, announcements are to lead you to a conclusion as to which of these candidates best suits your political philosophy. That being the case, if one needs to name call or question another's veracity in a very strong manner, so be it, because the ultimate desire and result is to get to that one person who was best able to represent or defend their particular position, in spite of all the nastiness that is brought out by the candidates, the PACs, or the media. There have been some tough races in the past, especially in the near past, wherein a person's qualifications have been questioned, even their birth, whether they be natural-born citizens or not. So where are we as a nation when it comes to elections and especially the primaries? Are we too negative or personal in the items discussed or brought out in the primary cycle? Have we sunk to that bottom of the pit, as some have said? No, I don't think so. If you're not tough enough to handle these types of assaults as a candidate, do we really want you later trying to handle those tough questions when you're the president of the United States? And lastly, do we really have a problem here, or is it the problem that we let the media drive the stories rather than the story itself? Would someone's hairdo or stature really be an issue to us, the voters? If not for the evening news, the 24/7 networks or internet sources driving these things? Some candidate calling another candidate a liar, short, tall, or indifferent, is this what we should be remembering after that particular event? Is not the substance of what transpires or is discussed more important than the minutiae of stupid stuff that is reported over and over again? Are we, the voters, not sufficiently involved to be able to filter out that craziness oftentimes creeps into this whole primary picture as presented by the media? So what the heck? The plain and simple answer to that, it's politics, folks. Get used to that. Our forefathers managed to get through it. We'll get through it. And as history has shown, we've had some pretty good, some bad presidents in the United States. Today, America is still a representative republic, a world leader, and an economic powerhouse. Well, should I thank myself for coming on this show today? Nope. You, the listener, will have to be the judge as to the content. I would also like to point out that any American citizen is welcome to come on a future episode of America Speaks Out and express their own opinions and ideas about today's topics. The FlyPod Network is a neutral forum, so regardless of your point of view or your political affiliation, it makes no difference to us. So if you'd like to come on the show, contact us by email right here in the studio, shout@theflypod.com. Well, that's my show for today. From Studio 7, I'm your host, Alex Parnu, coming to you free and clear through the New Media Network program feeds of theflypod.com. Until next time, thank you for listening, and so long.